Welcome, listeners, to another insightful episode here at E-Institute. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that touches the very foundation of every successful organization: management. Management isn't just about telling people what to do. It's about planning, organizing, leading, and controlling resources to achieve specific objectives. It's quite dynamic, blending traditional practices with new age thinking to address the evolving business landscapes. So let's unpack these management principles together and explore how they apply in real world scenarios, making sure that whether you're a seasoned professional or someone eyeing an MBA online, mini MBA certificate, or other certificate courses online, you'll find value here today. All right, let's start at the beginning. Fundamental principles of management. These principles are like the skeleton of management practice. They provide the structure on which all management activities are built, no matter if your organization is big or small, a tech giant, or a startup. These principles guide managers in making decisions, forming strategies, and creating structures that are adaptable and responsive to market needs. From Henri Fayol's classical theory, which gave us concepts like division of work and authority, to modern day emphasis on human relations, the core of management has evolved, but the essence remains quite consistent. Now, let's talk about planning. Planning is absolutely crucial. It's about setting goals and deciding in advance the best way to achieve them. A good plan not only sets a direction for the organization, but also helps in benchmarking the progress. Take, for example, a tech startup. They need a robust plan that outlines their product development phases, aligns with market trends, and plans a launch sequence to capitalize on emerging consumer needs. Moving on to organizing, which is about arranging resources and tasks in a structured way to achieve the organization's goals. Think about a multinational company that needs to ensure that its resources are optimally allocated across the globe. This effective organization helps in distributing tasks, coordinating activities, and ensuring that everyone moves in harmony towards common objectives. Then we have leading. This is where the human element comes into play. Good leadership is essential for motivating and inspiring the workforce. An effective leader needs to have vision, communication skills, integrity, enthusiasm, and empathy. Leadership styles, whether autocratic, democratic, or laissez-faire, can significantly affect team dynamics, morale, and productivity. And finally, controlling, which involves monitoring and evaluating whether things are going as planned and making adjustments as necessary. This could be through performance reviews, budget checks, or quality control measures. And for instance, a retail chain might use inventory controls to prevent overstocking or stockouts, aligning operations closely with consumer demand. Now, understanding these principles theoretically is one thing, but applying them is another beast entirely. The real test of management is in its application, the decision-making process, communication, and the fostering of innovation. In management, decision-making is a constant. Managers need to identify problems, generate alternatives, evaluate them, and choose the best one. This process influences all aspects of business operations and strategic direction. An example: a company deciding to pivot from a traditional business model to a digital-first approach, tapping into new market segments. Then there's the role of communication. Effective communication is vital and ensures transparency, aids in conflict resolution, and promotes an inclusive culture. Techniques like active listening, regular team meetings, and collaborative platforms are crucial in enhancing communication within organizations. Lastly, strategic thinking and innovation are what keep a company competitive in the long run. This involves not just planning for the immediate future, but looking ahead, anticipating market trends, and being prepared to pivot when necessary. IBM's shift from hardware to software and services in response to market changes is a prime example of strategic thinking in action. Listeners, as we discuss these principles, it's clear that while the core of management has remained stable, the application of these principles must evolve to meet the changing demands of our global, diverse business environment. And this evolution requires continuous learning and adaptation, which is why it's so important to engage with ongoing education and professional development, whether through books, articles, or online courses. So whether you're pursuing an MBA online or just starting out in your management career, remember that these principles are not just rules to follow, but tools to be adapted and wielded wisely to meet both the challenges and opportunities of our time. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to our next discussion where we'll delve deeper into these topics and continue to explore the fascinating world of management. Until then, keep learning, keep evolving, and keep leading. And